World Europa presents
Calling Europe, the first pan-European speed podcast.
Welcome to the sixth episode of our speed podcast, Calling Europe. My guest today is our General Secretary, Anouk Oomes. Anouk, it's really nice to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Lovely being here.
Well, Anouk, how are you today on this beautiful, very warm Monday?
Yeah, it's a very hot day in my hometown, Deventer, in the Netherlands. But I guess it's all over Europe really hot these days. But doing well.
Really nice. Are there any specific projects that you're looking forward to doing because of this weather? Like, do you have something that you wanted to do outside or an activity you've always wanted to do?
Unfortunately, I have a small cat that's with me only for 2 weeks now. So I'm really locked inside to make sure that it doesn't run away and never comes back.
Is it going to be a house cat?
No, eventually I want to let it outside. But I read that it should be 6 weeks or something, that a cat should be inside for it in order to recognize its home. So yeah, I'm a bit stuck.
And how long have you had it now? 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. And it's joined me in many calls.
Aww. Exactly. I mean, I'm a dog person, but I have to say I really like little kittens. So
I'm normally also a dog person, but I live one floor up, so dogs is not really good here. But I do have two dogs in Uganda, and whenever I have the chance, I'll have a dog too.
Nice. Let me know and I'll come by.
Okay. Good deal.
So, Anouk, let's start with the first part of our podcast.
The profile.
Anouk, where in Europe do you live?
I live in a beautiful town called Deventer in the Netherlands, in the east of the Netherlands, near the German border.
And when did you join Volt?
February this year, so quite new still.
So it's nearly 6 months now.
Yes, and they say to me that a year in Volt counts as dog year, so and that's how it feels like, in a positive way.
What do you do at Volt?
I am the General Secretary, together with Lennart Everveen, and we both started in February this year.
And where is your favorite place in all of Europe?
My favorite place in Europe is, I have to say, Venice, because I have really fond memories of it when I celebrated my 16th birthday. We were on an exchange visit with students near Milan. And while I was celebrating my birthday, it was on the San Marco Square, together with all the artists that were dressed up for carnival. So it was a really mystical and really beautiful memory and celebration.
It's actually really nice that you have such a fond memory of your 16th birthday. I think that's very special.
Yes.
Okay, and now we will continue with the main part.
The three questions.
And today our main part is consistent of, as usual, three questions.
Question number one.
And the first one is from our last guest, Dan Kniebugel, who asked you...
And my question is, after some months in your role, how do you see foreseeable future of the movement?
I think currently we've been really busy with internally organizing ourselves and making sure the structure is in place. And I'm really excited and eagerly to have that move forward and focus more on the external organization. We have functional leads in place. They are all working on our strategic action plans, and I'm really looking forward to share that with our movement and to get more and more involved with the movement and make sure that everyone knows what we're doing, knows who to access, and really move together as a movement and make that happen.
Nice. Yeah, I have to say, I mean, only from the way that I've seen what happened when you guys, the two general secretaries, joined and really got rolling, is that I feel like the European level now has structure and people who are in contact with the functional leads and understand every part of, you know, what everyone is doing. And I feel like it's so much more effective. So it's definitely been extremely noticeable that you guys have been in place and working.
Thanks so much. Really looking forward to make it even more.
I'm sure you will. Another half year and then you have your anniversary.
Yes, there we go.
Question number two.
What was the most surprising thing you realized about Volt after joining?
I have a lot of working experience as a consultant, and I worked for an NGO in Africa, in Uganda. And what I noticed is that the difference with Volt is that these are all people who really invest their time and efforts into something they're really passionate about. And with that, it creates a whole different dynamic. So in normal positions, you always have someone who is doing it because they need to earn money or are in a position way too long and don't see how to get out of that. And that's completely different within Volt, where everyone makes their conscious choice. And so that's really a positive vibe and really a lot of energy and really a big commitment to move forward. So it makes me really happy to work with that. And at the same time, also very conscious of the fact that we need to make sure that people stay committed and we don't overdo or burn out the efforts of everyone made.
Yeah, I think that's such a fundamental challenge that we're now probably coming across with, on the one hand, wanting to professionalize, which means that some people who, for example, when you have full-timers, can do so much more than volunteers, and potentially that could drag like the volunteers' motivation down because maybe what they're doing doesn't feel as significant anymore. Or I definitely think that's a real challenge we're coming across, but I hope we can figure it out.
Yeah, we will. And I think it's really important to, we need people to work full time because then we can really develop more and move forward. But that doesn't mean we don't need volunteers, and they are still, to me, equally as appreciated. But we need to make sure that that's also how they feel and how they are treated.
But I really liked your, we will.
Definitely.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
Question number 3.
And the last question from the main part is, what would you like to tell our listeners?
I think we are a unique pan-European movement. It is amazing to see that so many countries, cities are represented already within Volt, and think they can grow and we can grow as a whole of a movement. So I would really invite everyone to join, everyone who has heard a little bit about us to reach out and to ask more about it. And mostly really hope that one day we can go back on the streets again and really flyer out and make sure that everyone is heard more, that we know our word comes more across and make that happen.
I think that's so special about Volt, that so many people are so willing to go on the street and talk to people. And I think we really need to realize that that is not normal, especially in a political sphere. Like, I know that in Germany, the culture politically is, it's not very common for volunteers to go on the street and hand out leaflets and stuff. Like, surely you have people that do it, but not to the extent that you saw a Volt on the streets in the European elections. And I always say, and I stand by that, I think our volunteers made the European elections what they were, because I think a lot of people were just impressed to see all these young people, and actually not only young people, all sorts of people on the street and supporting the cause and actually spending their time and effort. So
yeah, it's super cool. And I mean, if you consider how young the movement is and how far we are already now, it's amazing. And I actually sometimes think that with all the people who are involved, the organization is already way a few steps ahead from how we are internally organized. So I really see it as a big challenge to make us up to speed and to really accommodate all the needs of all those people who are already supporting us and more that are there to come.
Thank you very much for all your answers, Anouk. They're very insightful in my opinion, and I really look forward to everyone else hearing them too.
Your favorite song.
You know that we have the Spotify playlist. And Anouk, which song do you want to put on the playlist? Which song do you want all our volunteers to hear and think of Anouk?
I would want to have A Sky Full of Stars from Coldplay added.
Nice.
So for the past 6 years, I've been living in Uganda, where they have completely different music, which I enjoyed too. But every time I would hear Coldplay and this song, it would make me really feel home and happy and energized, which I would want everyone to feel like.
That's actually really nice. Thank you.
The nomination.
And finally, we have our very last question, which is also a little bit of a teaser for the next episode every time. Anouk, who do you nominate for our next call, and what question would you like to ask him or her?
So the person I would want to nominate is Joachim Wilke, head of the office of our MEP Damian. I nominate Joachim because I think he's in the background where all the attention goes to Damian as the MEP, and I would love to hear what is happening in backstage. So yeah, Joachim, my question to you is, now you're a year in office to support Damian as our MEP, and I would love to hear what you see as the biggest lesson you've learned while managing Damian's office.
I think that's a fantastic question, and actually one that I wish I'd thought of myself, because we hear so much that Damian does, or like we see him in newspaper articles and interviews, but actually there is a troop that is helping him and supporting him.
And as we want to grow it and have more MEPs, it's an inspiration to hear how they do it and see how we can multiply this in 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. And because I think you could obviously talk to locally elected Volters too, but talking to someone on the European level will really give an insight, I think, to everyone to see what I don't know, potential candidates in 2024 getting into, but also what does real politics look like?
Yes.
Because we're so young that having someone who's doing real politics full time is actually still so novel, I think.
Yeah. What did we actually sign up for, right?
Thank you very much for joining Anouk and for taking the time. This was really interesting. I look forward to our next episode. Anouk, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Aline, for this really honor, and looking forward to the upcoming episodes too. Thank you.
That was
Calling Europe, a production of Voltoloba.